Trash
with Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
Steve and Tyler and Joe Perry of Aerosmith both became grandpas yesterday. I'm going to say that's again. I would think that they're already grandpas. But they both had grandchildren born yesterday. Steven Tyler's at 5:45 and Joe Perry's granddaughter born at 2:11 yesterday.
That's pretty weird on the same day.
Yeah, those guys are supposedly working on a new album right now. All new material. Okay, Steve Harvey, who seems like a nice guy. You know, in the interviews that you see him and you see him on the Family Feud and that, he seems like he'd be a pretty cool, approachable guy. But apparently not if you work for him. I think this guy's just got so many shows that he's stressed out.
Oh, yeah.
And you know he's stressed out by this memo. Listen to this. Somebody got a hold of this memo and then just fed it to the media.
He's got radio shows, books, TV shows.
He doesn't want anybody, any of his workers, coworkers, like talking to him, touching him, any of that. Here's the memo that Steve Harvey put out to his coworkers on his, this is on his TV show. Good morning, everyone. Welcome back. I'd like you all to review and adhere to the following notes and rules for season 5 of my talk show. There will be no meetings in my dressing room. No stopping by or popping in all caps, no one. Do not come to my dressing room unless invited. Do not open my dressing room door. In all caps, if you open my door, expect to be removed. My security team will stop everyone from standing at my door who have the intent to see or speak to me.
Wow.
I want all the ambushing to stop now. That includes TV staff. You must schedule an appointment. I have been taken advantage of by my lenient policy in the past. This ends now. No more. Do not approach me while I'm in the makeup chair unless I ask to speak with you directly. Either knock or use the doorbell. They got a doorbell in the makeup room, huh? I am seeking more free time for me throughout the day. Do not wait in any hallway to speak to me. I hate being ambushed. Please make an appointment. I promise you I will not entertain you in the hallway and do not attempt to walk with me. If you are reading this, yes, I mean you. Everyone, do not take offense to the new way of doing business. It's for the good of my personal life and enjoyment. Thank you all, Steve Harvey.
Yeah, it sounds like a pleasure to work with.
Okay.
I can't wait till Kenan Thompson does this on Saturday Night Live. You'll have fun with that.
The Steve Harvey memo. Oh, Chuck Sheen blew his stack again.
Because he's Chuck Sheen, he's watching porn every day. Chuck Sheen, he's doing bricks of cocaine. Chuck Sheen.
Yeah, it was him. He lost his stuff with his girlfriend. He got all mad at her, and then somebody was recording. I think she was recording it or something, and then gave it to Radar Online. So they've been posting this thing up. It's videos of Chuck Sheen shouting expletives and hurling violent threats at his girlfriend. This recording coming from his Mexican hideout. He flew into a drunken rage, according to Radar Online, over his girlfriend spending $150 on drugstore makeup. And he tossed it all into a fiery blaze. So he set fire to it all. And he said, my only regret is your bleeping face isn't in here melting with this bleeping stuff. You bleeping. I'm not even going to go on from there.
$150?
Chuck Sheen.
He's worried about $150.
$150.
I saw a report that said he is like at autograph conventions selling his autograph for like $60 a pop because he needs money.
Yeah, because all the payouts that he made to those people that he, you know. He's got to be $150, man. He's got
$150 is $150.
Yeah. Yeah, so she's got to get cheaper makeup or something. I don't know. Let's close the trash with Conan here.
After news of the Comey firing broke out, this is true. You're going to think I made this up, but this is true. After news of the Comey firing broke last night, Press Secretary Sean Spicer avoided reporters by hiding behind a bush outside the White House. Yeah, hiding behind a bush. Outside. That's true. Yeah. Today, Bill Clinton said, oh, yeah, I remember that bush.
That's the trash.